It's a shocking number. More than 15 billion cards and packages will be delivered this holiday season by the U.S. Postal Service. And that could mean that some of those items could be at risk of being lost or stolen. So what can we do to help protect the mail, packages, and gifts that are coming our way? And joining us live now, Sean Tiller, Deputy Chief Inspector of the U.S. Postal Service. Sean, good to have you with us here on WTOP. What can we do? We're not at home. We're at work. We've ordered packages, many of them coming in the middle of the day. What can we do to make sure they're still there when we get home?
Thank you so much for having me on. Tomorrow, actually, is the peak delivery day. So that's what one reason why I wanted to talk to you today. But we look at package theft as really a crime of opportunity. So for many of us, that package on our front doorstep is the method of delivery for our packages. We want to limit the amount of time that sits out there so to not give people the opportunity to go ahead and steal it.
So what do you recommend folks do if they are going to be out of, you know, at work or out of the house while
sure.
the things are being delivered?
If you're at work, you anticipate you're going to receive a parcel, I would ask a friend, a neighbor, or a family member to stop by, retrieve it for you, hold on to that. But my favorite really is, if you anticipate a delivery, is to have it delivered to your office if your employer will allow you to do that. There's mm-hmm. often going to be someone there to receive it on your behalf and hold it for you.
I guess given the volume that you all are handling, you probably wouldn't necessarily recommend holding it at the post office for a pickup at a later time.
That is an option. If it's something that you've paid for or you're not available, the letter carrier does have the ability to take that back to the station, leave you a slip to let you know it's available to pick up or re-deliver.
When you go to the post office to send a package or whatever you're mailing, what do you recommend is the most secure method of sending and receiving packages?
Well, I look at your letter carrier or the clerk behind the counter is really the experts. They're going to have to talk to you and hear what you're shipping, what timeline, what security needs you have, the value of the parcel. They're going to give you tracking options, delivery confirmation options, and insurance options. I love the insurance. It's very inexpensive, and it helps protect you from loss or damage.
Tracking a package, as you mentioned, it certainly has become much more up-to-the-minute, much more reliable on where the package is and where it's headed. Tell us about how you all make that work and how consumers can make better use of that information.
Well, understand that I'm from the Postal Inspection Service, the law enforcement and security arm of the Postal Service. So we're really to talk about the security of that item, but it's very easy to go onto USPS.com, enter the tracking number, and you can follow your parcel or piece of mail that has a tracking number through our system.
What do you do, Sean, if you do suspect that, you know, you're waiting for something for a long time, it hasn't shown up, you have sent something to someone, it hasn't shown up? What's your first course of action? What does someone do?
Well, hopefully it does have a tracking number. So the first thing I would do is go online, check the tracking. If it shows that it's been delivered, or even not, and it's just beyond the reasonable amount of time, the best option is to either call the Postal Inspection Service at 877-876-2455, or one can file a complaint online through USPS.com, and there's a Postal Inspector's link on the Postal Service's website.
Now, you mentioned tomorrow is the biggest day of the season for you all. If someone, with only a few days now before Christmas Day, is reaching out to you all to investigate what happened, how long does it take to resolve, typically, some of these cases where there's a package not where it's supposed to be?
Well, like any investigation, it depends on the evidence, but I'll give you a great story that just happened out of the Amarillo area beginning of the month. We had a postal customer call the postal inspectors in their area, report a theft of a parcel off the front steps. We sent some inspectors out to the area. They set up a surveillance team and actually caught the suspect in the act of stealing parcels. So. We're going to jump on it. It's a rare occurrence, but when it does, we take it very seriously, and we'll get people out as quick as we can. It is a federal violation. To steal mail is a federal violation. It's punishable up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000, and that's for each count. So
serious stuff. Sean, thanks so much for the information.
Thank you very much.
Sean Tiller, Deputy Chief Inspector of the U.S. Postal Service.